Chapter 4. Lucy wobbled a bit on her cane, searching for a comfortable position. Walden noticed and stepped forward, sliding a chair out for her at the conference table. They both knew she'd come back to work too soon, just as they both knew she couldn't stay away another minute. She remained standing, assessing their civilian guests. June Unknown. Every law enforcement officer working crimes against children knew her story. Nightmare was more like it. Abandoned at a mall when she was 9 or 10, no one knew her true age. Just as no one knew her true name, or where she came from, or how long the man called Daddy had held her captive. Hell, back then, when they first found her, they didn't even know about the pornography. Daddy didn't release that out into the pedophile community, once again selling June's innocence to the highest bidders, until after she was discovered at the mall. Given that the images were later found piecemeal and out of order, mixed in with tens of thousands of other images, no one pervert owning the entire collection chronicling June's childhood on one computer, it had taken law enforcement almost a decade to identify the girl in the baby girl collection of images as the girl found in the mall without a name. June Bernhardt? Lucy's gaze was on Seth as she asked the question. We became involved and were married after I left the U.S. Attorney's office. Obviously, it's not public knowledge, Seth answered. Seth's voice was one of his best weapons, sure to mesmerize juries and the media. Combined with his distinguished looks and obvious passion for his cases, he could easily have left government service for a 7-figure income doing on-air commentary for TV. Instead, he'd quit to represent a single client in expensive civil cases mired with jurisdiction and procedural pitfalls. A single client who was his wife. Talk about career suicide. Lucy pivoted to stare at June. The younger woman met Lucy's gaze without flinching, the most relaxed person in the room despite being the center of scrutiny. Seth cleared his voice and laid his hand over June's on the table, giving her a quick, reassuring squeeze. Lucy carefully lowered herself into the chair and drew in her breath. This woman before her, she was why Lucy did her job. Why she was compelled to return to work, no matter the cost. It wasn't sexy work, didn't grab front page headlines like tracking terrorists, but it was important work. She might only have 3 days left before her squad was officially terminated, but damn it, she was not going to deny a victim like June Unknown any assistance she could offer. What can I do for you? June opened her mouth, but Seth patted her hand and spoke. You know the civil suits I've been pursuing on behalf of June? Asking for reparations from anyone found guilty of possessing her images? My understanding is that it might go all the way to the Supreme Court. The lower courts have upheld the findings in our favor for the most part. So far, we've sued 83 defendants and won judgments adding up to over $10 million. He paused. Not for breath, rather for dramatic effect. But that's 83 defendants out of 1,427 convicted of possessing images from the baby girl collection, not to mention the untold tens of thousands more who have yet to be brought to justice. Lucy raised a palm. You're preaching to the choir. We know how rampant the problem is. So, of course, the powers that be were eliminating the SAFE program, she didn't add, focusing on Seth and June. It's not about the money. Our hope is that if the Supreme Court upholds our verdicts, this strategy of pursuing civil reparations might become a useful weapon for law enforcement to threaten defendants with during plea bargain agreements. In other words, what June and I are doing is important not just to victims, but also prosecutors and law enforcement officers, not to mention the legislation it might spawn to further protect victims' rights. I don't understand, Lucy said, trying to curb her impatience. Are you here because of one of your civil suits? June planted both her palms on the tabletop and shifted in her seat as if uncomfortable. We're here because you and your team might be able to stop the child predators from killing the case before it ever goes to the Supreme Court. How so? Lucy asked.
There have been threats against June's life, Oshiro put in from where he'd planted himself near the door. At the last trial, they also threatened the judge, so the marshals got involved. But they've smartened up. This time, it's only June they're targeting, and since it's a civil proceeding, we can't offer her protection. Not officially, at any rate.
But Oshiro here, Seth nodded toward the big man, gave us some names, retired agents. Even with their protection, even living like fugitives, the bastards still found us.
Bitter anger colored his voice.
June pushed to her feet, obviously impatient with all the rhetoric, revealing her extremely pregnant belly for the first time. It's not just me they're threatening. This time, they want our baby.